OLBPD Dimensions Newsletter. Ohio Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at Cleveland Public Library. 17121 Lakeshore Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio 44110. Statewide toll-free 800-362-1262. Web http://olbpd.cpl.org. Email olbpd@cpl.org. Phone 216-623-2911. Twitter at OLBPD. Edition Fall 2022. Spotlighting 125 years, overcoming early obstacles. In celebration and recognition of the 125th anniversary of the Ohio Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, OLBPD, here is part three of a four-part series acquainting readers with the history of OLBPD. The early history of OLBPD is from Open Shelves and Open Minds by C.H. Kramer, 1972. The substantial number of blinded veterans returning from the First World War provided new impetus for federal aid. It came in 1931 with the Pratt-Smoot Act appropriating $100,000 to provide books in Braille. At this point, the Cleveland Public Library, CPL, was one of the 19 charter libraries designated with the regional status to serve people who were blind in the United States as part of the National Library Service, NLS, for the blind and print disabled. NLS recognized the substantial collections acquired by CPL and its circulation of these reading materials throughout Northern Ohio. The Cleveland Regional, administered by CPL, served 59 counties in Northern Ohio. The Cincinnati Regional Library for the Blind, administered by the Cincinnati Public Library and another charter NLS network library, served as regional for the remaining counties in Southern Ohio. The next year, with the help of funds from the Carnegie Corporation, experimentation began on long playing phonograph discs, which would be practical for the recording of books. Audio materials were in dire need since less than 20% of people who were blind could make satisfactory use of raised type. The first titles in this new medium, to be known as talking books, arrived at Cleveland Public Library in 1934. Included were selections from the Bible, the Declaration of Independence, other national documents, three Shakespearean dramas, a collection of poetry, and five novels. This new departure was so successful that beginning in 1935, Congress, in its annual book appropriation for people who were blind, included both volumes in Braille and talking book phonograph records. The latter proved a lifesaver for those who could not read with their fingers. A new problem surfaced when there were not enough talking book machines to meet demand. Most readers found them much too expensive for private purchase. Beginning in 1935, President Roosevelt allocated money from the emergency relief funds to produce more machines, and by 1938, more than 14,000 were in use and distributed to each state in proportion to the number of blind residents. Bookshare for non-student patrons. OLBPD has purchased a one-year organization subscription to Bookshare and will make a limited number of memberships available to patrons not currently enrolled as students at an educational institution. Thanks to funding from the U.S. Department of Education, Bookshare is free to all qualified U.S. students and schools. Non-students must pay a fee for Bookshare membership. Bookshare is an ebook, electronic book, library with an extensive collection of school, career, and recreational reading. OLBPD purchased a subscription to supplement our collection, providing non-student patrons access to harder-to-find academic and educational-related reading materials and textbooks. For more information about Bookshare, please visit their website at https://www.bookshare.org/. Patrons interested in using Bookshare as part of our organizational account should contact OLBPD. Reminders when returning cartridges. When returning cartridges, please throw away the mailing cards. By removing the mailing card, the sticker applied to the container with OLBPD's return mailing address is now visible. However, continue to use and flip over mailing cards to return hard copy Braille materials, DVDs, and playaways. Also, do not stick anything to or write on the cartridges or containers, including your return address. When checked in, we will know who returned each cartridge. If patrons receive a damaged cartridge, there is no need to mark an X on the card, cartridge, or container. Again, we will know if it is a damaged cartridge upon check-in. Any damaged or incorrect orders can be resent upon request. Likewise, there is no need to return mailing cards inside the cartridge container. Please avoid placing them or items other than cartridges back inside the containers. NLS Braille e-reader remain available. The National Library Service NLS Braille e-reader by HumanWare remain available to Ohio patrons receiving Braille reading materials. Patrons actively reading Braille and interested in receiving an e-reader should contact OLBPD. Patrons can receive cartridges bundled with electronic Braille reading materials in addition to downloading them from BARD directly through the e-reader. OLBPD provides technical support as needed. NLS is also providing additional technical support for issues that we are unable to resolve. NLS also hosts a listserv as an online support community of Braille e-reader users. Patrons wishing to join the listserv can contact OLBPD. Visit the OLBPD website for our NLS Braille e-reader support webpage for easy access e-reader resources, such as a NLS-produced YouTube how-to series on learning more about using the Braille e-reader. NLS-hosted patron programs. NLS's Patron Engagement Section, PES, is hosting a quarterly Patron Corner virtual event where patrons can learn more about NLS services directly from NLS staff. Dates for upcoming sessions are September 12, 2022, December 12, 2022, and March 13, 2023. NLS will host these sessions using Zoom. For more details about NLS's Patron Corner events, including Zoom login and call-in information, please visit NLS's website. https://www.loc.gov/nls/about/services/patron-corner/. In addition to the Patron Corner events, PES is also hosting a monthly program called The Many Faces of BARD. Programs are an hour long and will cover one aspect of BARD, the Braille and audio reading download usage. Each program will start with a brief presentation. NLS will spend any remaining time answering questions about the presentation or other questions related to BARD usage. For more details about the Many Faces of BARD, including Zoom login and call-in information, please visit NLS's website. https://www.loc.gov/ www.loc.gov/nls/about/services/many-faces-of-bard/. NLS Braille On Demand Pilot. NLS is launching the Braille On Demand Pilot Project, which allows active NLS patrons to request and receive one hard copy Braille title per month that they may keep for their personal use. Patrons can only select Braille titles that are currently available on Bard. At this time, patrons may request one book per patron per month. NLS will send all volumes of a title, and requests for specific volumes will result in receiving the entire book. The form to request a Braille On Demand book is available online at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/NLS Braille On Demand. A link to this form is also available on the OLBPD homepage. Patrons may complete the form themselves or contact OLBPD for assistance. They may also email NLS reference at nlsref@loc.gov for assistance in completing the form. For more information about NLS's Braille On Demand project, please send an email to BrailleOnDemand@loc.gov. 2022 Annual Consumer Conventions in Ohio. The 2022 American Council of the Blind of Ohio, ACBO, and Indiana Convention is taking place November 11th through the 13th at the Hilton Gardens in downtown Bloomington, Indiana. For more details, please visit the ACBO webpage at https://www.acbohio.org or call 1-800-835-2226. The National Federation of the Blind of Ohio, NFBO, will host their 76th annual state convention November 4th through the 6th at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in Independence. For more information about the convention, please visit the NFBO webpage at http://nfbohio.org. Fall reading recommendations. With the arrival of fall, cozy up with an enjoyable book this season from the following list of recommended titles. These books are available now for download through Bard or by request. Books in this list may contain descriptions of sex, strong language, or violence. Sparring Partners by John Grisham, DB108257, Courtroom Novellas. Dreamtown by David Baldacci, DB107645, Mystery and Suspense. Before Summer Ends by Susan Mallory, DB107771, Romance. Beautiful by Danielle Steele, DB107839. General Fiction. Preacher's Inferno by William Johnstone, DB108275, Western. The Secret History of Food by Matt Siegel, DB107700, Cooking. Always Remember Your Name by Andra Bucci, DB107981, War Biography. Miracle and Wonder, Paul Simon, by Malcolm Gladwell. DB108147. Music. Upcoming format changes to the newsletter. Beginning in 2023, rather than sending the large print newsletter to all patrons, OLBPD will begin sending the audio version of the newsletter on cartridge instead. The large print copy, along with Braille and electronic Braille copies, will remain available upon request. Electronic versions are also available on our website in audio, Braille, and large print. Patrons can join our email list to receive notice when a new edition is available.